Well, the good news is that GSA, for its fiscal year 2009 financial reports, received a clean audit opinion or an unqualified opinion from our external financial auditors, KPMG.
Kathleen Turco is chief financial officer with the GSA. And if you notice a bit of a spring in her voice, it's because of the good news about her agency's financials.
GSA, as many people know, is a kind of a hybrid agency in that it has the majority of its funds are come from its customers. And we use revolving funds versus appropriated funds. And the financial audit and the clean opinion is very, very important to us in terms of demonstrating to our federal customers that we're appropriately using their budget authority to carry out our mission.
As anyone who's listened to Federal News Radio knows, GSA handles everything from leasing large federal buildings so agencies have an office, down to fleet cars and trucks and even paperclips. With that in mind, I asked Kathleen Turco to help us understand what it means when an agency with a revolving financial system has to manage its books.
We have all the challenges here at GSA that the appropriated agencies have. Plus, we have a focus, a heavy focus on our revenue and expense side of the house. And most agencies focus predominantly on obligations and outlays, which we focus on, but we also focus on profit and loss, revenue and expenses in terms of the revenue that we receive for the goods and services that we provide our agencies. So in particular, in our financial statements and in the work of the auditors, they're looking at not only our obligational activity, but they're looking at our unfilled customer orders, our obligations in terms of how long they're on the books. Are we moving the services and the products that we promised, and whether or not we are paying our bills on time. Also inherent in the audit, of course, is the operation of our financial system. That, too, is audited. Our financial system here is called Pegasus, and we've been receiving a clean bill of health on our financial system as well.
It would seem to me, from what you just described, that your books would probably look more like that of a private business.
I agree with that, Max. Our books do look more like that of a private business in terms of cash flow, inventory, the age of our receivables, the age of our obligations, and our payables for our federal customers, and our interactions with the companies that we go to provide goods and services. So in particular, for GSA, being sort of a service provider to other federal agencies, a clean financial report is important for us to demonstrate to our customers that we are using their money appropriately, legally, financially, and that we're also, of course, providing the service that we committed to provide through our interagency agreement.
Turco says the recipe for success in accountability and transparency when it comes to clean audits of GSA's financials starts with the people throughout her agency.
We have a very strong financial community here at GSA, not only within my office, but within the Public Building Service and within the Federal Acquisition Service. We partner also, the financial community partners with the program officers and the acquisition staff, as well as the IT staff at the agency. So during the course of the audit, as the audit is going on, we also have implemented fully OMB Circular A123, Management's Responsibilities for Internal Controls, and we, within the agency, conduct internal control reviews using an integrated project team. By that, I mean a team that consists of financial staff, program staff, acquisition staff, and IT staff, and we go out and we look at particular business areas, be it in the contract arena or in the public buildings arena, and we test our internal controls to see how well things are working. And we're doing that prior to the auditors, the external auditors, doing their financial audit work. And that has worked really well in terms of building relationships between the financial community and the program community, and an understanding that internal controls are everyone's business, and that everyone, all analysts, all federal managers, touch the money. And so it is critical to know where our customers' money is coming from, what we're applying it to, where it's going, and to be able to report on it. That is part of everyone's business here at GSA.
Turco says on December 9th, she and acting GSA Administrator Paul Prouty will hold a CFO recognition ceremony to honor those who work to achieve the GSA's clean audit opinion. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.